We turn now to Iraq and another crisis. Human rights groups have accused the Iraqi government of indiscriminate bombing. Baghdad officials deny those claims. They insist they're up against a Sunni insurgency that commits mass executions and suicide bombings. But rights workers say that civilians are being killed by government attacks with so-called barrel bombs. These are crude weapons that pack fuel and shrapnel into barrels and other containers. NPR's Leila Fadel met victims in northern Iraq. We should mention that her report includes graphic descriptions of violence.
Distraught and in tears, Ali Hamad can barely describe the destruction that fell from the sky last Wednesday. The family had broken their day-long fast in the city of Fallujah in the rest of Anbar province. Hamad walked out of the house and then heard the hum of a helicopter. A barrel bomb dropped and then a terrifying blast. He says, "I got up and screamed for my sisters and my mother. His house was wiped out. His whole family dead. Two teenage sisters, a 10-year-old brother, his mother, and his uncle. He found pieces of them in the rubble, his mother's arm still holding her prayer beads. He already lost his father during the U.S. invasion in 2003. Next door, a family of six was gone. I want someone to hear me, to tell the United Nations what Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is doing to us," he says. "Why? Because we're Sunni?" He cries and says, "I wish I died with my family." Doctors contacted by NPR say they're counting hundreds of civilians killed in several places, including Mosul, Fallujah, and Beji. The main reason, they say, Iraq's Shia-dominated military is using barrel bombs, illegal and indiscriminate explosives packed in things like oil drums or gas cylinders. Hospitals haven't been spared. A doctor reached in the town of Germa in Anbar province says his hospital was destroyed by a barrel bomb, and now he works out of a school nearby. Many of the victims, he says, are women and children. Tirana Hassan, a senior researcher at Human Rights Watch, investigated 17 separate airstrikes, including six barrel bombs since June 6th that killed at least 75 civilians.
The Iraqi government has got to immediately cease all discriminate attacks in civilian areas, and foreign governments who are providing military support and assistance should only continue to support the government of Iraq on the condition that the armed forces are compliant with international humanitarian law.
Baghdad is locked in a battle with the extremists calling themselves the Islamic State, who've overrun vast parts of the north and west of the country. They're known for extreme violence and killing innocents. The government denies the use of barrel bombs, but they've been documented in Fallujah since January and are now being used in other areas. Doctors in Fallujah estimate the city gets hit by barrel bombs 3 times a week, and more than 600 civilians have been killed in strikes since January. Again, Hassan.
A number of these barrel bombs have dropped in civilian areas and not actually exploded. So here you have a civilian population who's trapped between insurgents on the one hand, indiscriminate bombings on the other, also living with unexploded ordnance.
And so people are fleeing in huge numbers to safer areas like Shaklawa, northeast of Erbil. It's a resort town where many families from Anbar fled to escape the airstrikes.
How are you? Hello.
The Nouri family fled Fallujah. Ahmed Nouri lays in a bed recovering from a strike that wounded him. He says it was a barrel bomb a month ago. It overturned his car. A scar runs down the length of his arm, another across his stomach. This is genocide by Maliki against the Sunni people of Fallujah, he says. His sister and brothers sit nearby. First they survived a rocket attack, and then a barrel bombing last week, and then they fled. Saad Nouri looks nervous as she speaks. What did the blast sound like, I ask. Her brother Mohammed makes another sound. When we hear this, we know it's a helicopter and a barrel bomb will follow. They dump them from the aircraft. Mohammed Nouri pulls a small pink piece of paper from his pocket where he lists every strike he's witnessed. July 11th, July 12th, the list goes on. First the Americans came and killed us, he says, and now the leader of our own country is doing it. Leila Fadel, NPR News.